comfortable time. Start with Mishuvah Sisharim. Well, the point is that Mishuvah Sisharim is an excellent cipher, and this, as he points out here, he's talking about the very most important things, which is serving Hashem, which is the goal. Basically, it's what we're in this world. We're in this world for a few reasons, but one reason, very important reason, is to serve Hashem and to do what He wants. But the Mishuvah Sisharim is trying to get us to be focused, to be on the right, to be focused, to know what we're doing and what we're doing in this world. The basic point of existence in this world, which is something which most people, as he points out in the Hagadama, don't pay much attention to because of various reasons. So it's very important that every day, usually more than once a day, but at least once a day, a certain amount of time, that we should get focused, you know, basically what we're here for, what we're trying to do as we live. And then we do the rest of the things we do during the day. Hopefully the things we do during the day fit into this basic goal of life. So the Sefer was written for us to be able to focus on this goal of life. So let's see how he starts with going. Amar Mechaber, the author says, Hachibra hazeh lo chibata v'lamei b'nei adam, eitha shelo yado. I didn't write this book to teach people things that they don't know. So, really, as you go through the book, you're going to see that the assumption is that the person reading the book basically subscribes to the basic ideas of the book. It's just that he needs the book to get focus on these ideas. But it's not a book which is being written to really prove these basic ideas. So it's not a book that, let's say, prove why I believe in the Torah, why I think it's important to be Jewish. It's not a why do I do something book. That's a different kind of a book. This book is basically, I know, I'm already starting off knowing that I want to be Jewish. I'm already starting off knowing that I believe that there's a Shemesh God, there's a God in the world, and God gave the Jewish people the Torah. This is for the starting off with. If someone has issues with that, he should be reading maybe a different book at the same time or before this book. So he's assuming people know what they're talking about. We're not here to teach people that which they don't know. So this is not a book why I should believe or why should I believe. Why should I accept the Torah? That is a reason. Those are things which I've already resolved, hopefully, before I begin the book. I know that I am committed to being Jewish and being strong and doing what Hashem God wants, and being the right Jew, and this is the right thing for me. The issue is something else. We're not here to convince people things they don't know. Ella, rather, says, Lahaskiram, to make people remember, to get people to focus, Esha Yadua Lahem Kubar, to remember things that they know, Umufusam Etzlam Kirsam Gadol. It's already very well known for these things. Kilo Shimsha Barov Devarai El Devarim, Shirov B'nei Ha'adam, Yodim Osam V'lo Mishtafkin Ben Klau. You're not going to find in most of the things I say only things that most people know and most people have no questions about. Ella, but rather, if he wrote Kishumam, since they're so well known, Kenegad Masham Mipasam Luyalakol, since the truth of these things is so clear, Kacha Halein Nehem Matzim Lo'ay. It's also true that ignoring these things, Halein, ignoring them, is very common. The Hashikha Rabba, and a lot of people forget these things. Alkain, therefore, Enato Elas and Makat Mizeha Sefer, Yosem and Akir Gopam Echas. Therefore, the benefit which one receives from this book is not gotten by reading the book once. It's not a book you read once, it's not a novel. Tikvar Efshar, Shelo Yimcha HaKorei, V'Sichlo Chidushin, Acha Kriyoso, Shelo Hoyu Bro V'Knei Kriyoso. It's very likely that he who reads this book will not find intellectually anything really new after he read it, which he didn't know before he read it. Maybe a few things. But really the benefit comes min hachazara olav, by reviewing this again and again. Perhaps mother being very diligent about reviewing it. Ki zachu lo hadvarim ha'elen, it will make him remember these things, hanishkachim b'bnei ha'adam b'teva, which people forget about because of their nature. V'yasim alibo chovoso, and the person will think about his obligation, asher hu mis'alei mimena, which he ignores. And so we're dealing here with is a very, very important point. Every person has the yetzer hara. Every person has a combination of good and bad, which goes back from the Torah to Adam Harishon and Chava when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, so they brought the Ra into them. So one of the most important things that the Eitz Hara, in other words, the bad part of me or us, does is uses the Yetzer Hara uses various tricks, various methods to get people not to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. One of the things is to forget about the basics. Even though if you would give a guy a test and say, did Hashem give the Torah to the Jews? Say, yes. When did Hashem give the Torah to the Jews? He writes Shavuos, Chag Shavuos. Maybe he knows the date, but he does know the date. He writes that. Do you accept that? He writes, yes. Okay, but meanwhile, even though all of this is stored away intellectually in his brain, it's not something that the guy is living with. He doesn't wake up in the morning and say, hey, he got the Torah. I'm living because Hashem gave me my life. I'm here for a reason. I got to do something with this life of mine, which is holy. He doesn't think that. Why doesn't he think that? Because the Yetzer Hara is blinding him. He forgets because of Shikha or the Dalmud, ignore it. Halein. The two important words here, Halein and Shikha. Ignore things and forget about things. When you use the word forget about it, it means it's not a motivating thing. A guy is coming, let's say, to school, right? So he's a freshman. He has to make decisions. What am I going to major in? What is my dorm room? I'm going to live. All these different decisions. Is he thinking about this because of the basic point? Hashem put me in this world. I'm God's creature. I'm here to do good things. How is my spiritual side going to develop? How will this affect my spirituality? Will I be achieving my purpose in this world? Most of us don't think like that, because most of us are human beings who have the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara always does all kinds of methods to overcome the Yetzer Tov. The good side wants to do good. And the good side maybe understands it, but forgets the connection from the heart, from the mind to the heart, to the body, because as we see there's three levels. There's the mind, and then there's the emotion, and then there's the action. I can know something intellectually. It doesn't affect me emotionally. It certainly doesn't make me do things. But we're put in this world more than anything else to do. Because just to think about it, God didn't have to put me into this world. I could have stayed in heaven and think about things like angels do. In fact, Hashem gave me a book, gave me a body. It means Hashem wants me to do things in this world. In order to do things in this world, I have to be able to translate, to move from the mind to the heart to the body. My mind understands it, I have to get my heart to feel it. My heart feels it, I act upon it. That connection between mind, heart, and body is the biggest challenge of life. More important than anything else we ever will do will be to connect the mind to the heart to the body. We have a tremendous problem with that. So many of us understand lots of things, but we can't get ourselves to emotionally feel it. And then we can't get those emotions to become actions. And this is all part of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is an angel. There's many different names. One name is Satan. Gemara says, who are Yetzer Hara, who are Satan? The most powerful angel God created. Vast, vast powers. Malach HaMavet is also the angel of death. And his job is to get people actually to sin. And the most important way you make people sin is by them forgetting, ignoring their basic reason for being in the world. So that's why a book which Mr. Sean wrote is not to teach us anything we don't know. We definitely know what we're supposed to do. But it's to get us out of this slumber, to get us out of this mode of living where I live in some kind of oblivion. I'm oblivious of what I'm supposed to be focusing on. It's a complete lack of focus. People are focused on everything else except what they're supposed to focus on. So if I spend the day thinking about 100 different things, if I don't think even once during the day, why am I alive? Then I'm missing the boat. I'm not missing the boat. So what he says is, it's not as if I have to convince you about something. You know why you're alive. You know you're here because Hashem put you here in order to do good things. The problem is that you're oblivious of this. You don't live this way. Because what you know in your mind doesn't go into your heart and doesn't go into your actions. And so we can get you to spend at least one part of the day, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, every day, to just focus on the most important point of existence. Why am I alive? Get me to focus on that. That will be a tremendous technique to get me to then get the emotional and then the action to do the right thing. It has to be through continuous review all the time, going over it again and again and again. If I'm not going to go over it again and again and again, it's definitely not going to work. Because the Yetzer Hara, this is his solidly, as he says, Matsu Ma'od. This is his most powerful and common method to get people not to do the right thing, is getting them not to focus on the right thing. Good. So we stand here. We did this first paragraph of the Shara. I do not want to do every day a few minutes, as he says, but to keep us focused on our purpose in this world. So what we want to do is start every day half an hour before Shia. Today's Shia is a little shorter because of different things going on. It's the first day. Not that many people are here. And we have also 2:15, a special prayer service for Aaron for Shlodesh Elul, so it's not a little earlier. So I want to start every day a half an hour earlier. Do Mr. Sharon, and also Shem Mishmuel. I'm going to do some Shem Mishmuel. I'll do a little Shem Mishmuel now, and then we'll go to the Gemara. Shem Mishmuel is confused.